And talk to me a little bit about why 104 degrees Fahrenheit is so hot for especially London, or how the city is not really prepared or built for temperatures like that.
I mean, the problem is that England and Britain is not made for these kinds of temperatures. The houses aren't built for them. The infrastructure isn't built for them. The subways, the rail lines, the bridges. So I think it's probably safe to say less than 5% of British homes have air conditioning. The homes are designed to hold heat in. They're not designed to be ventilated and cooling places in the summer. So it's a misery. When it hits this temperature here, it's just super hot.
And how are people in the UK dealing with this level of heat?
They're wilting. They're not happy. People didn't go to work today. The rail lines told people not to take any rail traffic or use the tube unless, you know, quote-unquote, absolutely necessary. People are hunkered down. They're living kind of like cave people in their houses. You walk through the streets in my neighborhood here. They're not really out on the streets, and they don't have any air conditioning. And so they're carrying on, but they're miserable.
So this seems like a pretty intense situation in England right now, and that is magnified by the fact that we're seeing these wildfires that are raging in Spain, France, Portugal, Greece. Can you talk a little bit more about what we're seeing across the region and why this feels like a pretty, frankly, dire moment in Europe right now?
Yeah, I mean, Europe is using climate people and officials there are using words like climate apocalypse.
Forecasters are warning of a heat apocalypse.
In France, officials say the country is experiencing an apocalypse of heat.
There's huge wildfires across many places in Europe right now, southern France, northern France, Portugal, all around the Mediterranean. They're seeing temperatures that they haven't seen, you know, since the last records were broke just a year or two ago. Europe, like England, isn't built for this kind of heat. The continent is just getting sucker punched with these kinds of temperatures. I mean, several thousands of people probably died in Britain in the last big heat wave, and many more in France. It really gets old people. It gets people who are poor or lonelier and don't have as much social contact. So it's a deadly event.